And, you know, so they get it, and, you know, just thankfully, it's kind of slow. I won't get into why it's slow, but I think you can fill in the blank there. But, no, the bosses are pretty good about that stuff, so that makes it easy. And I wasn't the only one that didn't make it to work that day either. There was about six people that couldn't make it, so. And even the people with big trucks were having a hard time from what I've heard, so. Oh well. You know, once things calmed down and a few people made it up and down my road, knocked the drift down, and, you know, next morning I got to work with no problem, so. But then again, my road, they don't plow it for a couple of days, but I get up on the road I live on. If you go north, it goes to Grand River, and then it takes a jog and then continues north again. Well, that jog going north was plowed Tuesday morning, so, yeah, it was no problem. But other than that, I guess I'll unkey this thing and see if we got some more check-ins here, Bob. That's you. This is N8ZC.
Mike Delta.
All righty. Well, I see that Jesse's on the air, KG4ZX Tennessee, and it sounds like Mr. Richie is out there, too.
I am, Bob.
KB2DMD, good evening. I'll put you on the log.
Okay, very good. I'm still waiting to see if maybe our water heater blew up. I went out to check it, so hopefully not, and I'll be able to be in here.
All righty. Well, we'll look forward to hearing you out there. So, and Jesse, good evening. KG4ZX Tennessee, you got your amplifier on?
Negative, Bob. Negative. I'm still sitting here letting it count down.
All righty. Well, no problem. Carrie's on the list for the first one to speak. So after I do the introductions, it'll be a few moments till I get to you. So CQ, looking for check-ins for the real Saturday Night Liberty Net. This is KAHAOY.
KAHAOQ.
I'm pretty sure I heard Nancy 8, Kilo, Lima, Quebec.
November 8, Kilo, Lima, Quebec. Jim, Julian, India, Mike, N8KLQ.
Alrighty, KLQ, thank you for joining us. Let me type in here and get you on the list, and you will be the, let's see, the number one is just recording, so you'll be the fourth person that I'll pick on.
In and out, I gotta go do something, sorry about that.
Alrighty, well, if you make it back, I'll give you a shout and see if you're here.
KO4FE.
Wow, there's a strong signal. KO4FE, good evening, Mr. Bill.
Yeah, good evening, Bob. Conditions sound a little better tonight than they have been.
Yes, so far everybody's sounding good. And you're booming in there, and Jesse's waiting to fire up his amp, so we should be in business shortly. And I'm looking at the log. Good evening, Miss Laura and Mr. Marty. N2JTTF and N2IRJ. Good evening, good evening, good evening. CQ, looking for additional check-ins for the real, the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Come now.
WB9RRWY.
Ooh, that was a little light. Could you say it phonetically, please?
Whiskey Bravo 9. Radio Whiskey Yankee, over.
I got Whiskey Bravo 9. I'm missing the last three, over.
Radio Whiskey Yankee. RWY, over.
Okay, I know I'm being a pain in the butt, so I've got Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo, Whiskey, and now the last letter is the one I'm having a hard time picking up.
Yankee, like Yahoo, over.
Can anybody help me with that last letter?
It's Yankee. How about that, Bob?
Alrighty on Yankee. Let me put you in here. So I have James in Iron River, Wisconsin.
Roger, roger.
Alrighty, CQ, looking for additional check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net. This is KAHAOY.
WA4RB.
Alrighty, if you could say it phonetically for me, please.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Romeo Papa.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Romeo Papa, thank you.
Bravo.
Romeo Bravo, good, I'll correct that. Let me try one more time before I kick it off. This is KAHJOY for the great Saturday Night Liberty Net. Do I have any other people out there wanting to check in? Over. Nothing heard, so let me open the door. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe this is the longest-running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now. And since the year of 1974, founded by Mr. Victor, W1WCR. This is the Arium Net, not the Pyrite Net. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great, the Saturday Night Liberty Net. With that being said, I am going to open the door with an interesting article. There's so much crap going on with politics. This is a little different. So, an 82-year-old, let me see, this is from The Blaze. And I'm trying to quick find the city. It was South Carolina. An 82-year-old Vietnam veteran defended both himself and his wife after an armed intruder entered his home unannounced and uninvited. And he defended himself by bludgeoning the intruder to death. According to the report from Newsweek, 82-year-old Hubert Parrish and his wife, 79-year-old Louise, were inside their South Carolina home Sunday when they heard an unexpected knock at the door. When Louise opened the door, she saw a man, later identified as 61-year-old Harold Rennes, who said he was looking for his dog. Aww. She says, and I quote, "I opened the door, he said he was looking for his little white chihuahua and wanted to know if I had saw it." She recalled, "I told him I hadn't." At this point, Reynolds reportedly forced his way into the house, brandished a knife, and slashed Louise in the forehead. During the melee, Hubert, the 82-year-old Vietnam veteran, grabbed a shotgun hanging on a nearby wall and repeatedly struck the male with the barrel of the weapon until he fell unconscious. I don't know why he didn't shoot him, but he didn't. Perry, who said he pummeled Reynolds for at least 10 times in the face, said, "I felt we were gone. He was going to kill us and take what he can take. He was not going to get out that door and leave us alone. That's the way I felt. That's why I said I'm going to do something quick and get the edge on him." Perry said that he hit Reynolds just as hard as he could hit him. When authorities arrived at the scene, Reynolds was unresponsive on the floor. He was taken to a nearby medical center where he died of his injuries. In a statement, Alcon County Sheriff's Office Captain Eric Abdullah confirmed that Parrish was able to strike Mr. Reynolds enough to pilot where he fell to the floor and became unresponsive. Neighbor Jessica Clark said Reynolds made a grave error by choosing the Parrish house. This quote, "This street is normally not that crazy or anything, and we know each other and everything," Clark recalled. "I never would have expected this to happen in my neighborhood." I kind of felt like it puts a strain on our neighborhood in a way, having someone trying to commit a crime. It is said that he defended himself in the lives of his wife, and she sustained injury, and there's further investigation by the Aiken County Sheriff's Office. So, yep, don't break into a Vietnam veteran's house wielding a knife, but I'm still kind of amazed he did not pull the trigger. I don't know. I would have shot. I don't understand that, but that's okay. With that being said, let me let go of the mic and see if I have anybody else new, and then we'll start this off. This is KAJOY. Nothing heard, so Mr. Carey, you are up. It is yours to open the door. November 8th, Zulu Charlie, this is KAJOY. What say you?
Well, good evening there, Bob, again. And everybody else on the net. Could hear most of the stations there. A couple of them, they were right at my noise level. But, oh, what say I? Is that right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, like you said, there's just so much going on in the news. I don't even know where to begin. I've tried to ignore it, but I didn't do a very good job today. A couple things that stood out was talking about old Nancy and her father, how the FBI has released some information on her, and it's like they're saying in the article where no wonder she's so corrupt and she had good teachers to be as deviant as she is, kind of thing. I was just trying to find the article again while you were talking there, but I don't remember which one of the news agencies I saw that on. But, you know, what does it matter? Because probably everybody already knows about it. So everybody knows she's corrupt anyways, but it sounds like she had some good teachers. Other than that, you know, not much going on. Just been doing my usual chores here today and working on a couple of radio projects. But other than that, I don't have anything really constructive other than, you know, that. So I'll give it back to you, Bob, and I'll be listening and be sticking around. So hope all's well, and 7-3's for now. I'm going to quit babbling. Anyways, thank you, Bob. This is NHSC.
All righty, Carey. Thank you for joining us tonight. November 8th, Zulu Charlie. It's a pleasure to have you. Before I go down to Mr. Jesse, I want to say hi to Ted. Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Romeo Kilo. He's a friend of mine. We have lunch on Saturdays. He records this, and he has recorded so many of them that we are the first recording on a new 32 gig hard drive, not a hard drive, on a thumb drive or on a SD card. So he's listening. We had an interesting lunch today. He brought all the local newspapers with the article about our dear Rush Limbaugh. And most of them, you know, made mention about a radio icon, and, you know, kind of a decent person, but not the New York Times. The New York Times called him a troublemaker and that he allows, gosh, I can't think of the word, but it basically allows the right to, you know, to be such a pain in the butt. But, yeah, they slammed him right off the bat in the headlines. It's a shame. He definitely kept the AM band alive because it was a dying AM band before talk radio took over and people like Rush Limbaugh made their mark on talk radio and the AM band. With that being said, Mr. Jesse, good evening. I hope you're all warmed up and ready to transmit. KG4ZXC, KAHJOY.
Okay, very good, Bob. KAHJOY. And I'm sitting here tweaking it a little bit now as we speak. Anyway, that sounds like everything looks good. Well, hello, Mr. Bob, and everyone on the Liberty Net. Good to see the big check-in list there. Good to see everybody in there. Rich, also, DMD. And let's see. That was something else I was going to start off with. Well, anyway, this is KG4ZXE out of the great state of Pennsylvania. And my name is Jess. And what's in the news today? Oh, man, it's overwhelming. Just like the other gentleman just said, there's so much news. Where do you want to start? Well, tonight I'm going to just break it down real quick. That Trump is getting ready to speak at the CPAC for the first public appearance. So President Trump will be a keynote speaker at CPAC in Orlando, Florida, of course, and that's going to be next week. This article is just kind of going over the headline there a little bit, and it will be the first appearance since he left office, so it'll be on February 28th, so might want to tune into that at least, because we got nothing coming out of Washington, D.C. at this time. It's just pure garbage and nonsense. If any of you guys haven't noticed, this is worse than cancer that's going on in D.C. Have you seen pictures of it? Oh, my God. I checked out a couple of photos today of D.C. and what it looks like now. And it's pathetic. I cannot believe our capital looks the way it does. But anyway, I'm shocked that a lot of things ain't being recognized by the Republican Party, because we have no republic no more, ladies and gentlemen. And Mr. Baum, I don't think it's ever coming back. I think the Republicans are unified as the Democrats, so it's a uniparty at this point. And I don't think it's coming back, guys. I think it's going to be all up to the Patriot Party to continue anything if this country survives this chaos. All right, with that being said, this is KG4ZXE. Hope my transmission was solid, and thanks, Bob, for running that, and good to hear everybody in there. Back to you, sir. KHJOY.
Roger, roger. Well, it's interesting you say about the Republicans in general. I have a friend in D.C. that's involved in the law enforcement, and the statement from an email or from a text was, D.C. has been pretty quiet. The weather has definitely helped the rioting. Well, see, the government is really one big power struggle. It's not really about doing anything for, quote, the people, unquote. Those at the top are just all about getting and maintaining their power. So they want to hang Trump so that he can't ever again take away or question their positions of power. Republicans are ridiculous. Oh, no, reparations, I'm sorry, are ridiculous, by the way. I'm so sick of the BS. I am bullied every day being white in Washington. There is such a thing as black privilege, yet no one will talk about it or address it here. Interesting statement. So I'm glad I'm not there. I really am. Mr. Ritchie, I'm going to hand the frequency to you for your great comments. KB2DMD, KAHJOY.
Hi, Bob. It's Heidi. He had to go out and look at the water heater. He'll be back in a few minutes.
All righty, Heidi. So he put you in charge of the microphone?
Well, actually, I'm looking at pictures of my grandson, and I heard you call him, and I didn't want you to wonder where he was. So just wanted to let you know he'll be by at some point, hopefully.
Roger, roger. Is the water heater failing or just leaking a little bit?
No, it just started failing. He seems to think that one of the elements burned out, and everything is so frozen here. I just, you know, we're just concerned about broken pipes and make sure that it's not leaking someplace. I think it's just a heating element burnout.
All righty, Heidi. Well, thank you for jumping in there and giving us the update. We will come around to him the next turn.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Roger, roger. All righty, Mr. James in West Virginia. November 8th, Kilo, Lima, Quebec. It's up to you. Over.
7. That name is Jim Calls in AKLQ. Not really recorded back to that. Back to that.
Okay, I think you passed it back to me. I'm having a tough time hearing you, so I guess there's not a lot of wattage there, but I do hear you a little bit on the SDR. So I'll come back to you in the next round. Next on my list is Mr. William, KO4FE. What do you have to offer tonight? Over.
Okay, KAAJOY, Liberty Net from KO4FE. Well, there's always something. Unfortunately, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I'm just about overdosed on these damn hypocritical billionaires and multimillionaires giving moral lectures to people in the country. I mean, these guys, I can't believe they have the nerve to get on there and think anyone listens to them. I mean, I'm really sick of Bill Gates. You know, if I had a computer problem or a software issue, yeah, I'd like to hear what Bill Gates would have to say. Or maybe on business or something. I mean, obviously the guy's a good businessman. He's a computer trailblazer. But that's as far as it goes. I really don't want to hear his opinion on global warming, political correctness, the coronavirus. I mean, the media treat this guy like he's some kind of a god. He's just a computer geek who's a good businessman. That's about it. Well, there's another one that I'm sick of, and that's this damn John Kerry, another multi-millionaire, who inherited his money from his wife. I think he married that Heinz woman, and from the Heinz ketchup family. Well, they make more than ketchup, but anyway, you get the point. Well, anyway, he's on there again. Here we go, Gateway Pundit headline. John Kerry blames frigid temperatures and record cold on global warming. Everything's global warming. If it's hot, it's global warming. If it's record cold, it's global warming. Well, anyway, he says we only got 9 years left to save the planet. Seems like I remember back in 2002, Al Gore said that we only had 10 years, or the cities were going to be flooded and all kind of bad things were going to happen due to global warming. Well, anyway, John Kerry says we only got 9 years. Let me get into this. It says Joe Biden's special climate envoy, John Kerry, says that the record cold temperatures we are seeing are because of global warming. Kerry, who flies on private jets, owns a mega yacht and several mansions, says we have only 9 years left to save the planet from a catastrophe. You know, this guy is so lacks such self-awareness. And him along with all these other billionaires and millionaires and, you know, that are always lecturing us while they fly around on their private jets, running around on their mega yachts and pinballing from one mansion to another one. I mean, hell, each one of these guys probably consume more energy than the average small town, but none of that means anything to them. Well, anyway, Joe Biden rejoined the Paris Climate Accord on Friday, and John Kerry said it's still not aggressive enough to prevent catastrophe. According to Kerry, global warming is now global weirding, since he is unable to explain why frigid temperatures took Texas hostage this week. Kerry said the ice age is actually coming from global warming. Can you believe that? We're going to get an ice age, and it's because of global warming. Well, you know, I'm old enough to remember back in the 70s and early 80s when global cooling was the big panic. Articles in the media, New York Times, Newsweek, they were all saying we were going to freeze to death. Old people were going to be found stiff as a board sitting in their apartments around a non-functioning heater because we were running out of oil and the ice age was coming and everybody was going to freeze to death. Well, now they're saying that we're going to be in an ice age because the temperature's increasing. I don't understand it, but anyway, John Kerry is so concerned about man-made global warming that he took a gas-guzzling private jet to accept the climate award in Iceland. When confronted about flying in a private jet, pompous Kerry said, quote, "It's the only choice for someone like me," close quote. Yeah, the only choice for a wealthy hypocrite. I guess maybe he was telling the truth there. Well, anyway, let's move on to another scoundrel. Federal filings show Representative Ilhan Omar's 2020 campaign made up nearly 80% of payments to her husband's consulting firm. Boy, that's such a sweet deal. You take in campaign contributions and you basically give them to your husband, which means that you're giving them to yourself. Well, anyway, such a sweet deal. And, you know, you wonder how these congressmen and senators come into politics with most of them not a lot of money, and they all leave as after 20 years and they're multimillionaires. Well, Ilhan Omar's shown us how it's done. Anyway, Federal Election Commission filings reveal payments from Representative Ilhan Omar's campaign made up the vast majority of money her husband's consulting firm earned during the 2020 election cycle. E Street Group, which is partially owned by Omar's husband, Tim Minette, drew in $2.9 million from Representative Omar's 2020 campaign and $3.7 million in total political spending from other candidates. Between January 2019 and November 2020, Omar's campaign contributed 78% of the total campaign funds received by the E Street Group. According to Fox News, Omar promised not to have further ties with the E Street Group in mid-November. Payments in the FEC filings were made before then. Every dollar that was spent went to a team of more than 20 that were helping us fight back against attacks and organize on the ground and online in COVID-19 world, Omar wrote in a campaign email. And Tim, beyond his salary at the firm, received no profit whatsoever from the consulting relationship the firm provided. Yeah, but he's a part owner in the company. She could get away with it because the media will never ask about it. Says prior to that, Omar pushed back against the idea of cutting ties with the E Street Group despite the potential optics of impropriety. She said, "You don't stop using the service of people who are doing good because someone thinks it means something else," Omar said in an interview with the New York Times in September. "No, they just see you as funneling money into your husband's pocket. Why would I not work with people who understand my district, who have been working there for 10 years, who understand what it means to raise..." That's not the issue. The issue is your husband's an owner of the company and you're funneling millions of dollars of campaign funds into his pocket. That's the issue, not about whether they've been working for 10 years and all this other smoke that you're trying to blow up everybody's rear end. Other political candidates who paid the E Street Group between January 2019 and November 20 include Representative Pamela Jayapal, Representative Peter DeFazio, and Representative Earl Blumenauer. FEC rules allow campaign funds to contribute to the salary of a family member so long as they're being paid fair value and are providing a legitimate service to the campaign. And naturally, the FEC would allow something like that. How about banning having family members on the payroll? That would be a much more honest way of doing it. But, of course, who writes the FEC rules? The Congress. They're not going to cut their families out of the money train. The disclosure came as Omar looks to raise money while the GOP threatens to target her committee assignments for past comments that were accused of being anti-Semitic. Let's be clear, this resolution to remove Ilhan is rooted in, of course, racism, xenophobia, and anti-Muslim bigotry, and we must call it out, said a fundraising email obtained by Fox News. Yeah, you can't criticize a Democrat without being accused of racism. They throw in xenophobia. I'm surprised she didn't talk about white supremacy. Senator Marjorie Taylor Greene is raising hundreds of thousands of dollars off of it, so we've set a goal to raise $150,000 in the next 48 hours to fight back. In February 2019, Omar used what could be considered an anti-Semitic trope while criticizing support for Israel, writing, "It's all about the Benjamins, baby." That comment is being compared to Marjorie Taylor Greene's writing that a Jewish space laser was responsible for California wildfires. Democrats this week voted to strip Greene, a Georgia senator, of her committee assignments after the GOP failed to take punitive action in reaction to her past support for the QAnon conspiracy. Extreme remarks advocating violence against Democrats and comments considered anti-Semitic and bigoted. Yeah, well, they won't do anything to Omar. Let me see what else it said here. Goes through Omar's numerous divorces, and I don't know. Yeah, the Democrats aren't going to do anything to her. They'll waste their time going after Green. I guess that's just the way it goes. Billionaires giving us lectures while they fly around the world on their private jets, and corrupt Muslim politicians lecturing us about racism. It's all just too much to listen to. So anyway, back to you, Bob. K-A-8-J-O-Y, LibertyNet, K-O-4-F-E.
Mike Delta.
Ah, there's the man with the hot water tank. Thank you, Mr. Bill. K-O-4-F-E, K-H-O-Y. Let me jump back up and see if Mr. Richie is talking with snorkels on. It is in your hand, sir.
Well, thank God it's nothing like that, Bob. K-A-H-A-O-Y and the group, this is KB2DMD. Now, broken element, so I got to go and get an element tomorrow and put that in. But, so praise God. No snorkels or anything like that. And no jamming tonight, that's good. Yeah, I was reminded, you know, I was born the exact same night the Berlin Wall went up, Bob, so I, you know, while most people were glued to their TVs, I was glued to HF receivers in my shack during the Cold War, or the latter half of it. And, you know, every time there was jamming, it was always the communists We never, the free world never jammed anybody. So, consequently, I'm led to believe whatever you hear jamming, it's a communist. And communists, of course, are cowards. Always have been. They're always, terrorists, insurrectionists, that ilk, afraid of a face-to-face confrontation. Very interesting. So that kind of narrows it down when we hear that garbage. But, this the global warming thing, it's a real riot, especially to see the Democrats squirm on this. You know, in this day and age, they're scarcely able to get a weather forecast right. But, they've got the gall to claim that they know all about the Earth's warming and cooling cycles. It's absolutely ridiculous. You know, they might even have a chance at knowing about these things, but they're so hell-bent on suppressing any real science, especially whenever it contradicts their preconceived agenda. So, it's just crap, the suppression. Everywhere you turn, somebody's got, top virologist has got something to say about COVID. Oh, no, it doesn't jibe with the big lie that we want to tell everybody. So that gets suppressed. You know, it'd be a wonderful YouTube presentation. No, it gets suppressed. It's literally 1984, man. They're memory holding everything. Oh. And, as a result, it's really funny. Most radio amateurs, DXers especially, Bob, are very global oriented. Well, it's a global hobby, but that doesn't mean you have to follow the UN directives on everything. And very many of them do. And in Europe, it's even more prevalent. At least I hear some pushback on the ham bands in this country. But still, by and large, they're screaming for the vaccine, man. I mean, you hear these guys virtue signaling, I just got my second vaccine, and I got my second shot today. It's amazing to me that someone would take the advice of a software billionaire over a doctor or somebody that's studied in these things. Especially a software billionaire that hasn't been able to get it right ever. His product still crashes and locks up people's computers. And Fauci, he's not even a doctor. I don't know what he is. He's a figurehead. He's like a Jocelyn Elders. I'm surprised he's not a surgeon general with that phony general suit on. But there's no human trials, no real science, and these people are crying for their vaccinations. They want the injection. And I don't even know why they even bother. You'll never see Dayton again. Dayton's canceled again. Friedrichshafen will be canceled. You watch. All the big ham tests done. Gone. Take your shot. Biden says you're going to be wearing double masks for the rest of your life. But Bob, it's encouraging. The troops, by and large, the military, these guys, and that's tantamount to a mutiny. I mean, when you're in the military, you got to do what you're told, man. They're saying, no, we're not taking it. We don't want nothing to do with this vaccine. Cuomo has been coming under fire. Mr. Barbell Nipple Rings himself. Imagine that, voting a guy in as governor that has barbell nipple rings. I mean, what kind of deviant is this guy, right? And you're going to vote him in for governor? It's ridiculous. But he's coming under a lot of fire. He's a mass murderer for locking these people together in nursing homes. And this guy, he has a gall to blame the nursing home staff people. Can you believe that? Oh, wow. It must have been because the staff coming and going, they were dirty. Excuse me. The craziness, it's like it's going to new levels. And then you probably heard there's certain representatives now. There's a lot of push to get these guys censured because they voted to impeach Trump, to impeach a private citizen. Make up your mind. If you think the guy can stand up to an impeachment trial, then you're admitting he's still president. Yeah, and he is, of course, because the election was phony. The election was totally illegal. It was totally rigged. So Trump is still president. So on that, you know, I mean, if Schumer would have stood up and said, well, yeah, you know, we have every right to try Donald Trump, you know, to impeach him, because, you know, he is the de facto president of the United States. But, you know, Schumer got up there and said, well, you know, while not expressly granted by the Constitution, there is, well, there's indeed legal precedent. Yeah, that's code for more finagling, which is what lawyers do. You know, they just finagle. They just take whatever the true meaning of something is and squeeze it and twist it until it conforms to whatever they want it to say. So, but, you know, with every passing day, Bob, I see the left making more and more new enemies besides, you know, the 80 or 90 million they've already got. So, you know, hey, you know, to everybody out there, you know, what's Jones always say? You got it from somebody else. If you're listening to these transmissions, you are the resistance. I could probably think of a few more things to say, but let's move it along, Bob. Good to hear everybody. Big signals tonight. KAHALY and the Liberty Net, KB2DMD.
All righty, Richie, thank you. I have to say, isn't it amazing? They stand behind the Constitution only when it's convenient, but they're going after the Second Amendment, which is part of, you guessed it, our Constitution. Over.
Yeah. But, you know, and like I said, you know, they'll make a push in that direction, but you know what? It'll be through coercion. It'll be through a threat. You know, the same thing every time you put a DVD in your player. You know, if you dare to copy this, you're looking at 5 years and a $250,000 fine. And everybody makes copies. I mean, right? You know, so there you go. You know, what happens when they tell you, oh, you better jump through this hoop, you better jump through that hoop, or we're coming to get your guns. You know what? Everybody's got a line in the sand, Bob. They're going to say, you know what? I don't think so. And you know what's going to happen? Nothing, because they don't have enough guys. They've got, you know, they can make the threats, but they don't have the muscle to back it up. Over.
Roger. Well, since we touched on that subject, and before I go to my next participant, I really wanted to have everybody write down the five House resolutions, and hopefully, I'm going to send a letter to my senators tonight, hopefully send a letter and tell them no, and it's House Resolution 127, H.R. 125, H.R. 121, H.R. 130, and H.R. 167. They are all House resolutions to license and fine you and make you pay fees, everything to do with your firearms. So you can look them up. I have a list of what they kind of are, but those things need to be sent to your senator and say, no, I am an American and there's a Second Amendment. I say no. With that being said, I'm going to address Ms. Laura and Mr. Marty, and to JTTF and N2IRJ. Good evening. They're on my list as the seventh person, though they're only listening. And then I'm going to move down to James in Iron River, Wisconsin. Mr. James, Whiskey Papa, 9, Romeo, Whiskey Yankee. Come on in and tell us what's on your mind. Over.
Comments and then the H.R. 127 and those about licensing firearms. Free people don't need permission to bear arms. Everybody knows that. And you can't license a constitutional right. You don't need a license. You can't require a license for the Second Amendment. Each one of us.
Thank you. Appreciate your comment. Let me see if I can find Mr. Roy. Yeah. With the Alpha 4, Romeo Bravo. Mr. Roy, are you with us? Over.
Yep, back to you, Bob.
All righty, back to me. With that being said, let me throw out another one. This is Bob, the Epic Time. I really like the Epic Time. Let me go down here and get rid of this. I got to get rid of my SDR because I echo through it. There we go. The Epic Time, Texas Power Crisis, put Keystone XL cancellation in perspective. The rolling blackouts in Texas have put the importance of oil pipelines into perspective, executives say. Ryan Pomozzo, a former chief operating officer of a pipeline construction company and resident of Houston, received text messages on February 15th about the rolling blackouts to protect the state's electricity grid, which was strained by massive winter storms that brought record low temperatures and heavy snow. Millions have been affected. Of course, yeah, it's global warming. Has nothing to do with the fact that crazy Carrie flies around. And last year alone, this isn't in the article, last year alone, his private jet put 16 megatons of carbon in our atmosphere, his private plane. Back to the article. It's not because there's not enough natural gas, it's because the switch to renewable. They're not able to, in the short term, this Pelosi said, who has laid off in November. Following the cancellation of the Atlantic Coast natural gas pipeline in July 2020, the owner of his company had a strong sense that the Keystone project would be canceled as well and decided to downsize. Biden's executive order revoking KXL's permit was obviously targeting a certain industry without real basis. In fact, the political move Reliability Council of Texas, ERCOT, data shows that Texas has consistently increased electricity generation by wind farms. Up to 25% of their electricity is wind farms by January of 2021. Now realize the wind turbines are not spinning, they're freezing, and if you've seen the photographs online, they're oozing their oil because the oil got too thick and they failed. The record cold is not compelling customers to increase their power uses. It is compelling their increased uses to stay warm. And the icing wind turbines are straining the natural gas resources. There's no magic or silver bullet when it comes to energy, Pelosi says. Renewable energy, in particular wind and solar, is very intermittent and is unreliable. The solar power plant uses 100 times the amount of land as a traditional power plant, while a wind-powered field is 1,000 times more property than a gas-powered turbine. And the wind power plants require rare earth metal components that are significant amounts in the mining. In addition to KXL, Canadian company Enbridge's pipelines, known as Line 5 and Line 3, also face protests and lawsuits. Line 5 passes through the Straits of the Mackinac, connecting Lake Michigan and Lake Huron. Environmental organizations are urging that Biden administration to cancel Line 3, urging that it's another KXL project. And those are where propane are gained from the Upper Peninsula. So, what are they going to do for heat? You know, they're just making it very miserable for them, which is sad. Let me check and see if I have anybody new, and we will move up to the top of the list. This is KAHJOY for the Great Liberty Net.
KK4WX.
I got KK4WX. And I got Mr. Frank, Gulf India Oscar. So let me go to Mr. Russell. KK4WX, you're on the deck. Go ahead.
Okay,
I think I was in the wrong gear there. It looked like I may have had the amplifier in the wrong gear. Let me stand by just 1 second, please. KK4WX.
All righty, you sure came up in signal.
If that's the wrong gear, I'm going to shift. Okay, I think I might. I think I might be tuned now, Bob. Anyway, I'm sorry about that. I was evidently had this thing on another band and I didn't realize it. forgot to make the switch over, so I think everything else is okay. Do I sound okay to you, Bob? KA8JOY from KK4WX.
Roger. KK4WX, you're 20 over 9 here in Ohio, and I even think Jesse, he made a comment that he wanted to shift into the wrong gear that you've got. So you are good to go.
Okay, good deal, Bob. Real fine, and appreciate all the comments. I just came aboard not too terribly long ago when KO4FE was making his transmission. Made some really good comments, and all of the rest of you as well. Good deal. And I tell you what, aren't we in a fine mess with this new administration that's on board? I was afraid it was. I'll tell you the truth, I'm kind of looking for a lot worse to come. So I just don't know. Don't know what's going to go on, but it's not looking good. This is just a little piece of a snippet here on a article I got here. It says Sunday, February 14th, 2021, marked 3 years since a former student opened fire on the campus of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, killing 17 people and injuring 15 others. In a statement on February 14, 2021, President Biden hinted he would take executive action to attack guns. Number two, he urged Congress to step up the pace of authoring anti-gun legislation. And number three, and publicly called for a gun registry, as well as a gun and magazine ban. So Biden issued the following statement on February 15, 2021. Said, quote, this administration will not wait for the next mass shooting to heed that call. We will take action to end our epidemic of gun violence and make our schools and communities safer. Today, I am calling for Congress to enact common sense gun law reforms, including requiring background checks on all gun sales, banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and eliminating immunity for gun manufacturers who knowingly put weapons of war on our streets. We owe it to all of those we've lost and to all of those left behind to grieve and to make a change. The time to act is now. Close your quote. So it says, after the Parkland shooting, many students and family members called for stricter gun control laws, but not all of them. One of the exceptions was Andrew Pollock, whose daughter, Meadow, was killed inside the school. He claimed the school's liberal policies on student discipline had contributed to his daughter's death. According to a report in the Los Angeles Times, Pollitt said, quote, "After my daughter's murder, the media didn't seem interested in the facts. So I found them myself. I learned that gun control laws didn't fail my daughter. People did." Pollitt blamed far-left Democrats in our school district for adopting insufficiently harsh disciplinary measures to catch previous red flags about the gunman, a troubled former student. Close quote. And then it says, he goes on again and says, "I was just fine with the old approach to discipline and safety. It was called discipline and safety," Pollitt said, but criticizing the school's restorative justice policy. But the Obama-Biden administration took Parkland's bad policies and forced them into schools across America. He praised President Trump for ending the support for those policies and told listeners, quote, "Their children's safety depended on Trump being reelected." So Pollitt was angered by the media's close focus on gun policy rather than on other factors leading up to the shooting, close your quote. Pollitt said, also critical of the student activists who survived the massacre and then called for tighter gun control policies. Quote, "They just got famous off the death of these kids," Pollitt told the Times in 2019. "Their agenda was to get famous and spew more of their liberalism wave without looking at the facts." Well, anyway, that's the end of the article there, and I thought it was pretty good and worthwhile repeating. So I don't know, it's kind of alarming. I've heard all kind of horror stories, everything from putting more tax on ammunition and you just name it. If it's been thought of, I guess they're maybe even going to try it. I don't know. But this is what we get. This is what we get when we let these liberals get control. And you know, I would normally said, well, most of these come from these New England states or up north, these Yankee states. But you know, we've got them right here in Georgia, Stacey Abrams and all the two left-wing senators that just, as far as I'm concerned, got illegally voted into office. They didn't get voted in. They stole the vote by our crooked Republican, mind you. I call him a rhino. Brian Kemp, him and the Secretary of State allowed mail-in voting, which was never approved by the Georgia legislature. And it clearly says in the Constitution that the state legislature must approve the voting laws. But no, the governor and the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, they took it on themselves to go ahead and enact this so-called mail-in voting. And then, to make all matters worse, they didn't even check the signatures, never checked to see if who was being counted, the votes that were being counted, never seen the daylight to even check to see if they were dead or alive or what. I mean, what kind of ridiculous voting system is it that we'd let something like this happen? And then to make matters worse hopefully, I don't know, hopefully something will come out of it. Now they've investigated this new black senator that we got, this Warlock or whatever his name is, Warnock, I think he calls himself. I call him Warlock. He's being investigated with committing some kind of a voter fraud or something itself. So I don't know if it's trying to get felons to vote or what the deal is. But anyway, this whole situation, when it comes to the Democrats, and believe you me, even a lot of Republicans, rhinos, I'll tell you what, we've got our hands full. I hope we can turn this thing around. So back to you, Bob. K-A-8-J-O-Y, this is KK4WX, Southern Georgia.
Thank you, Russell. It's good to hear you. We've missed you the last couple of nets, so thank you for jumping in there. KK4WX, K-A-8-J-O-Y. With that being said, let me run down to Mr. Frank in Fishkill. I have to say, Mr. Frank, I look at a blog called Bus Grease Monkey, and he's in Tennessee, and he fixes the old Greyhound buses, and he has a fire truck from Fishkill, New York on his property. And as soon as I saw it on the blog, I thought of you. So I'll hand it to you, Whiskey 2, Golf Ida Oscar, K-A-8-J-O-Y.
Okay, Bob. Good evening to fellow travelers on the Liberty Net. And I've been busy this week doing a lot of research on YouTube on different subjects. In particular, I've been paying attention to education for children with my favorite school up in Hartford, run by Dr. Stephen Curry, who has 100% of his inner city school kids coming off to four-year colleges. And he's got a waiting list of 1,000 or more kids, and I think he's got three schools now. One in Bridgeport, one in Hartford, and one in the Bronx, or Harlem. And these are all inner city schools, I think the United School. And this guy is really putting it to these teachers here to get them to basically try to shoot for vouchers for students, and that's really what he's not backing down from that. He's basically saying, listen, we need vouchers because and there's no excuse for it not to be that way. Anyhow, that was one area that I've been paying attention to. And the other thing I was paying attention to this week is I've been looking at, now this is going to be a little controversial, but I'm going to say it anyway. I've been looking at some YouTube videos of Louis Farrakhan, and he actually did an interview, a full interview. Louis Farrakhan's full interview at the Breakfast Club on YouTube, and it's an hour and 37 minutes long. He's sitting down with, I think, two are African-American, and I think one Hispanic young lady, and these are young people. In fact, I think one or two of the guys are rappers. And what's very interesting is Louis Farrakhan, who's now, well, at the time this was done, was 83 years old. He's 87 now. What he's been doing, and a lot of these rappers are gangster rappers, so you know the message that they're putting out is really trash. But they have a following that's unbelievable. It's not unusual for them to have a following of 5 million people. Well, Farrakhan has been talking to them. He's been working with them individually and basically getting them to change their message. And it shows that he realizes how destructive that message has been to the black community. And he has, is now, at least at this time, which is just before the date on this was 5/24/16, and he was coming out full speed ahead with changing the tune of these black rappers that are basically gangster rappers. So I thought that was really cool when you see somebody trying to do something. And actually, it's a very, very good talk that he's interviewing with these people. Because he is really calling out the black people to start to pay attention to what's going on in the neighborhood and advocating for self-policing. And just tonight I saw I looked and found a self-policing video of Don and from over in Detroit, and these three Latin ministers are visiting a crack house. Some kind of a drug dealer place, and trying to convince them to go straight. And apparently in Detroit, they've gotten a bunch of people together that are doing essentially what Curtis Fleeway is doing with the Guardian Angels in New York, but they're over there in Detroit. So anyhow, I know I'm also interested in good news. And oh, by the way, Lewis Farrakhan, he had good words to say about President Trump. He says, what you see is what you get. And it's a very interesting perspective on the election at that point in time. So if you want to hear somebody that seems to make some sense from a different perspective, it's worth a listen. It's Stay YouTube, Minister Farrakhan, full interview at the Breakfast Club, powered to 105.1. So if you want to check that out, I think you'll get a kick out of it. It actually is inspirational to listen, because the message is very, very positive and motivating, which I really kind of like. How about you, WDGIA?
All righty, thank you. You're right. What you see is what you get with President Trump. And he did great things for America. That is a true statement. Whiskey 2, Golf Ida Oscar. Thank you, Frank. I'm going to acknowledge Art. I've known him. I guess I know of him from another group that we have breakfast. But when I put his call in, it came back as a Sandusky Veterans Administration. But he's newly licensed, Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Papa Juliet. I don't know if I have it incorrect, though, because it didn't come up with his name. And then we have another gentleman that's listening on an SDR. He is Whiskey Quebec 6 Echo. It's Al, and I'm showing Placerville, California. Wow, that's a poke. He's monitoring and using an SDR. He's listening in Utah. He said it's a bit dicey, but Mr. Al, thank you for being with us. Let me see if I have anybody new before I go up the top of the list. This is KAHJOY for the great, the real Liberty Net. Nothing heard, so let me wander up to the top of the list. I'm going to say hi to Ted again, the gentleman that's recording us, and also Paul. Paul's recording us also. He puts out a recording after we're done with the Great Liberty Net every evening. So thank you, Paul, and thank you, Ted. With that being said, I'm going to go to Mr. Carey, November 8th, Zulu Charlie. Mr. Carey in Michigan, what do you have for second round?
Well, Bob, the band has taken a bad turn for me. I can barely hear anybody. So I'm going to say 7-3s and do the best I can to listen. So back to you, M8ZC clear.
All righty, I am struggling to hear you, but I picked you up on an SDR out of Massachusetts, Mr. Carey, so thank you for being with us. November 8th, Zulu Charlie. This is KJY. Now I'm back to Mr. Jesse in the great state of Pennsylvania. Kilo Golf 4, Zulu, X-ray Charlie, Mr. Jesse, it's in your hands.
Okay, well, good, very good there, Bob, and thanks again for running the Liberty Net tonight. It is great to be here in a great crowd tonight. A lot of good articles from you guys and a lot of information being put out. And, you know, that's what we need here on the Liberty Net. People being more active and being involved in what's going on, because right now we have no media that's going to provide the information, and we all need to work together on that part. And that's why, you know, if anything really good comes out of your state and you would like to share it here on the Liberty Net, that would be excellent as well, because you see the problem we're having with social media. Oh my God, it is almost like a feud between the big tech giants now. They're starting to eat themselves is what's going on. But everybody out there needs to be quite aware of what is going on around us and what is being demonstrated in front of us before our eyes up here in Washington. Where did my cursor go? Anyway, I was going to bring up this story that I thought might be interesting to you guys and you too, Bob. And, before I forget, hey, good evening, Miss Laura and Mr. Marty into IRJ and Miss Laura into JTTF and all you newcomers as well. Good to have you guys out there. 80 million votes from Camellia motorcade. 80 million votes, but yet Camellia's motorcade become... let's see, the motorcade came through California. She's been out 2 weeks, and she was only welcomed by two elderly couple. But yet, 80 million votes, and these people won the election. Well, I'm going to tell you, being out of Pennsylvania and seeing what voter fraud has done to this state alone, nothing surprises me anymore. But anyway, California reported about and posted a video on the vice president, supposed vice president, because I am not acknowledging these people as any kind of elected official, because they weren't. It was installed. Anyway, Harris's motorcade arriving at her California home yesterday, and only two people claiming to be neighbors of her was welcoming her home. So this is the kind of support these people have actually got. This is why there's steel fences and everything else in front of the White House, because these people are scared to death, and they're not sure what the heck is going to happen if they continue this. Oh my God, what do you call this? It's beyond a coup at this point. It is a takeover. And that's what they think they're going to do. They're going to take over America? Well, God help them is all I got to say. But, you know, we all need to be focused on what can happen and be aware of it. All right, Bob, I ain't going to ramble on too much more, but this is KT4ZXC back to the Saturday Night Liberty Net. So take it away, Bob.
All righty, Mr. Jesse. I guess when you said, what do I call it, I said a charade, a false charade. Over.
Yeah, exactly. The charade has been going on, and I tell you what, it is amazing what I've been seeing in the news. And just look at what Texas is going through right now. I'm afraid this is a cover-up for them sneaking all these immigrants across the border and giving them amnesty.
One never knows, but yeah, Texas is definitely being held by the global warming, and they're freezing. Huh, kind of a play on words. Well, thank you, Jesse. And now I'm going to go to Mr. Ritchie, the plumber, the hot water tank specialist, KB2, DMD, K8JOY. It was a pleasure to have Heidi speak for you. Over.
K8JOY.
KB2 DMD, are you playing with that hot water tank, or are you ready to speak? He must be fussing with the hot water tank. We'll come back to him. How about Mr. James in West Virginia? November 8th, Kilo, Lima, Quebec. James, it's up to you. Round number two, over. Anybody here, Mr. James?
No copy here, Bob.
All righty, he must have checked out, so I will show that notice. So let me go to Bill. KO4FE and your strong signal, KAHJOY.
Okay, KAHJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Okay, Bob, well, I'll tell you, the propaganda effort against white people is really something I've never seen before. I got a couple stories here, but before I get into the stories, there's another propaganda effort that I've noticed, and then it was even brought to my attention by several other people. And that is that you turn on the television and damn near every commercial you see has a interracial couple. And strangely, the interracial couple that's shown more than any other is a white man and a black woman. And statistically, if you look at interracial couples that do exist, that is the least likely interracial couple that you find. But they're showing all these white men with black women in television commercials. It's really something else. Some of them will show a white woman with a black man, but it's just pervasive. It's like 80% of the TV commercials have this going on, and you can believe this is no accident. This is no accident. This is propaganda. Well, the propaganda doesn't end with TV commercials. It's going on at the workplace also. And here's yet another example, Gateway Pundit. Coca-Cola forces employees to complete online training telling them to try to be less white. A whistleblower leaked shocking images of Coca-Cola's online training modules instructing employees to, quote, try to be less white, unquote. Carolyn Borisenko, an anti-critical race theory activist, obtained the images from an internal whistleblower and posted them online. And it's a Coca-Cola online training course. It's called Confronting Racism, Understanding What It Means to Be White, Challenging What It Means to Be Racist. Try to be less white. And these are the things that they say you got to do less, you got to do to be less white. Now listen to this and think if this was being used against any other race. To be less white, you should be less oppressive. Be less arrogant. Be less certain. Be less defensive. Be less arrogant. Be more humble. Listen, believe, break with apathy, break with white solidarity. And then it goes on to say, in the U.S. and other Western nations, white people are socialized to feel that they are inherently superior because they are white. Research shows that by age 3 to 4, children understand that it is better to be white, close quote. Carolyn Borisenko posted a video to her YouTube channel breaking down the images provided to her by a Coca-Cola whistleblower, and then it gives a YouTube video you can watch, but you could get that on Gateway Pundit. So the brainwashing is everywhere. It's on in TV commercials. It's at work. It's in the media. It's in the government. It's just you can't get away from it. And yet, here's another one. Listen to this craziness. San Francisco Unified School District labels acronyms as a, quote, symptom of white supremacy culture, unquote. The San Francisco Unified School District has deemed acronyms a symptom of white supremacy culture. I don't get it. In response, its performing arts department will dump the acronym VAPA in favor of the name SFUSD Arts Department. Well, that's still an acronym. According to the director of the department, the use of so many acronyms within the education field often tends to alienate those who may not speak English to understand the acronym. The SFUSD Arts Department is changing its name from VAPA, an acronym for Visual and Performing Arts, because they say that acronyms are a symptom of white supremacy culture, according to a report by ABC 7 News. Well, I don't know, how does that work? They substitute one acronym for another acronym, but they say they don't want to use acronyms because it's white supremacy. It says we are prioritizing anti-racist art instruction in our work. Well, what that means, what they're really saying is we are prioritizing anti-white arts instruction in our work. You got to learn to read the code words there, said the director of the art department. Therefore, the department will dump the acronym VAPA and adopt the name SFUSD Arts Department. It's a very simple step we could take just to be referred to as the SFUSD Arts Department. Yeah, that's a much handier name there, much shorter. In a letter, Bass explains why they believe acronyms are symptoms of white supremacy culture. The use of so many acronyms within the education field often tends to alienate those who do not speak English to understand the acronym, he said. The department's findings are based on a 1999 paper by author Tama Oakham entitled White Supremacy Culture. Oakham told ABC 7 News that our culture perpetuates racism when things continue to be written down in a certain way. You know, I don't know what to say with this. This stuff just gets crazier and crazier. It says the report added that when the outlet asked for San Francisco Mayor's London Breed's opinion on the matter, she was confused and thought she was being asked about another incident in which the San Francisco Board of Education decided to rename scores of city's schools. I mean, even the mayor's confused, and she's a far-left Democrat. She said, we definitely need to have a robust conversation about what we need to do, but not a rushed conversation. Well, that clarified the issue. Last week, San Francisco Board of Education voted to rename 44 of the city's schools, claiming that prominent figures from American history such as George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and Paul Revere were tied to racist incidents. The committee based its decisions on Wikipedia. Well, that's an unbiased source. Another wildly inaccurate information to source its claims. So anyway, acronyms are white supremacist. People got to be less white. I mean, when is anybody going to get the clue that this is like a propaganda campaign against white people? Doesn't seem that people want to face up to that fact. I saw Heather McDonald on Tucker the other night. She said that she thinks that the left is gearing up for a race war. I believe it. I mean, what else? You start out with propaganda to get people agitated and hating white people. Well, what's the end result? Killings, genocide. I don't know. You'd have to ask the people behind this stuff, but I don't think it's a. I don't think it's going to end good. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAHJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE.
KO4FE, KHOY. Well, tell me, Bill, what is the initials BLM? Is that not an acronym?
Well, that's a good point. Maybe they need to change their name. We don't want to get any non-English speakers confused. And what happens if BLM gets accused of white supremacy?
Oh, my God, that would be terrible. I have to interject since you brought that whiteness up. I have a real quick article from New York City. The New York City principal sends home a white identity trying to ask the parents of white children, how white are they? There's 8 white identities, and the identities are from a black scholar. So there's, if you're in the green, you're a white abolitionist. Kind of green, white traitor. Somewhat green, white critical. In the yellow, white confessional. In the yellow headed towards red, white benefit. In the red, white privileged. Getting into the hot zone, white voyeurism. And really red is white supremacist. So he sent this pie chart home to the white children's parents to ask them how white they are. Now, if that isn't racist, I don't know what is, over.
Well, it's anti-white, obviously.
It truly is, but if you're going to send that home, then send one home that says how black are you, how Asian are you, how Hispanic are you. Sending it just to the white kids' parents, that's being a bigot and a racist. That's all there is to it. So it just gets more amazing every day. Let's see, I'm down to Miss Laura, N2JTT, and N2IRJ, our net control manager. Good evening to you guys again. And then that takes me to Wisconsin, to Iron River, Wisconsin. Mr. James, Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo, Whiskey Yankee. It is in your hands. Over.
Thank you, Bob. KAHJOY, this is WB9RWY. I have to agree, the PC training is really getting out of hand, and I do work for a company that has got a lot of this corporate PC training going on, and I refuse to do it. And but there's one thing that they're doing that gives them a different spin on it, is that they're doing it all online now. You don't go to the class. There's no chance for the students, let's say, to object. They can't. There's no feedback to the lecturer. When it's all online, you are just told, go watch this and then record that you did it. And you don't get a chance to refute any of the outrageous points that they make. Whereas if there was a personal class, then a full-grown adult would object to most of what is being said, and the lecturer would feel quite uncomfortable about doing it. Well, good news, it's all online. They don't have to worry about it. You just assumed who had agreed to it. Me, I don't do it. I refuse to do it. And I told my supervisor, he agreed. So you can resist. You can resist. Just make them make you resist to that. I did want to talk about the global warming issue, about carbon dioxide, a point of science. The plants need that carbon dioxide. Leave it to the lefties that want to get rid of it entirely. But it's desperately needed by plants. And you look at a tree growing somewhere, could weigh thousands of pounds. And that weight for them, all of that did not come from the soil and the water. It came from carbon dioxide in the air. All of that lumber is carbon dioxide from the air. And so you can see how important it is for plants to have carbon dioxide. It's not just something they breathe and they use. That is what the plants are made out of. And if you get rid of that, you're waging a war on plants. So do not consider getting rid of any carbon dioxide. If the plants had a vote, they'd say, more please. Okay, and I didn't know there's a pipeline going up in the UP of Michigan. But there is one coming through this area, stopping in Superior. And as far as I know, that's still on. That project is still working. Okay, back to the net then. KAHAY from WB9RWY, over.
Alrighty, thank you, James, and thank you for letting us know about that pipeline that's still going through the state of Wisconsin. Hopefully that crazy Biden doesn't mess it up. So, Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo, Whiskey Yankee, thank you. Let me go to Roy in Florida, Whiskey Alpha 4, Romeo Bravo. Mr. Roy, are you with us? It is your turn. If you can, others can hear, I think he is off frequency, so I'm trying to wait till he stops talking.
Yes, you're off frequency.
Mr. Roy, you are off frequency.
So he's up about 1.5 kilohertz. Here, you're up about 1.5 kilohertz.
How you flat?
Your RIT is on. Check to see if your RIT is on. If it is, turn it off. And you should be all right then. And tune down to 95.
Hey, Bob, did he find his way back down?
Not yet. Let me check one more time, then I'll move along. Mr. Roy, did you get on frequency, or I'm going to move along, sir?
He's getting better.
See if you can figure out the problem. I'm going to move on to Mr. Russell in the state of Georgia. So Whiskey Alpha 4, Romeo Bravo, fussing around, having a little frequency issues. We're going to go to Mr. Russell.
Okay,
KK4WX, KAHAOY. Mr. Russ, it's up to you.
I think I'm on frequency now.
All right, is that you, Roy?
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready to go.
All righty. I didn't hear Mr. Rust in Georgia, so I'll give it back to you. Whiskey Alpha 4, Romeo Bravo, KHOI.
What I was saying is that two of my kids was at the rally in Washington at the Capitol thing this last thing. They was being pushed. The crowd was so thick that so many people, they had been pushed towards the Capitol steps. And someone come out and said there was a gunshot, and they got pushed the other way. And luckily, my two young men got out of there with no problem. But everybody there, he said, the boy said that everybody there was peaceful. There was nothing, no rumbling of going into the Capitol or none of that. But he said everybody was talking and joking to each other, and then these Antifa guys come busting through the crowd and started this whole mess there in Washington. And of course, Trump people got the blame for it. And there was some people in there, but I really and truly believe they almost got pushed in there the way they was talking. Our family's 21 strong and we're all Republicans. We're heavy Trump people, but we've been to rallies here in Florida, and we're going to back him until the end. And I can tell you one thing, they won't come and get our guns. It'll be after the fight is over. Thank you very much for listening, WA4RB in Florida.
Thank you, Roy. I appreciate that insight, and I agree with you. I think everybody here does, too. You know, they don't want to take that chance. But they always talk about taking our rifles, and rifles are used in less than 3% of all murders in the United States. But they don't want that rifle because that can reach out as far as the opponent's rifle. That's why they're always after that long weapon, is because they don't want that magazine that's got multiple rounds and extreme firepower when they come to try to hunt you down like a dog. So, totally agree. Thank you for bringing that point out. And glad everybody's okay from being at that little event down there. Good old Antifa and BLM. I think it's interesting. I don't know if it was Jesse or if Phil brought this to our attention a couple of minutes ago. If you go to your computer and put in www.antifa.com, it goes to the White House. There's a picture of Joe Biden, and it says news from the White House, www.antifa.com, and it's redirected to the White House. Huh, I wonder what that means. Mr. Russ in Georgia, I hope you didn't go to bed tonight. KK4WX, KAJOY. Nothing heard, so I'm going to move down to Mr. Frank in Fishkill. Whiskey 2, Golf Ida Oscar, KAJOY.
KTIO. Yes. Good stuff. And I know most of us all know that our dear buddy Rush Limbaugh passed this week. And I listened to him quite a bit. And of course, here in New York, we got WABC. He was on WABC for many years. And then as of late, he was on WOR. And so they've been doing tributes to Rush and basically highlighting some of his stuff that he did on the radio. And some of it was quite funny. And this goes back quite a ways. I think it was before he was syndicated all over the place. But he was in a fairly good station. So he's going on, and he gets on a tear sometimes. So he's going on, and he's talking about women accidents, that how often women get into accidents. And he claimed that it was because they were farting in the car. And men don't do that. Well, the station side, what was the phone call saying? Well, what he's got some nerves to say about. Well, what the funny thing was, they didn't realize what word he was actually using. He was not using the word farting. He was using F-A-R-D as in dog, F-A-R-D-I-N-G. And if you looked it up, it means putting makeup on. So he scammed the public with a honey that most people didn't get. And I was having a dinner with a young lady friend of mine, and she works in a company that makes ingredients for cosmetics. It's a company that makes ingredients that go into cosmetics. And I said, hey, Janet, you got to go into work and pull that off on the crowd at work. Nobody's going to know what that means. And that was really good. Just a little something to lighten life up a little bit. Stop you, Doc, for BPTIO.
It is a shame that we've lost Rush Limbaugh. That is a true statement. There's a comment about what are the over 15 million listeners of his program, where are they going to go? And I don't know if you listened to, but I think his death was on Wednesday, and I believe it was at about 12:10 p.m. His wife was on EIB explaining his death and a slight tribute. I've heard it a couple times played over, and she held it together, and it was a very touching way to say goodbye. So it is a shame, and I don't know what we're going to do. I'm sure there'll be someone that will try to fill the spot, but there won't be another Rush Limbaugh. That is a true statement. So thank you, Mr. Frank. W2GIOKHOY. I've got the gentleman that I met today at lunch, Art. And I still think I have his call letter wrong. I got K-E-8-A-P-J, and I might have it wrong. And then the other gentleman from California, I said Whiskey Quebec 6 Echo. And he is California, and he sent me a message and said that we are trying to recall Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. Yeah, I hear he's a handful, so. And then I have another listener that just jumped on, Mr. Fred. He's a shortwave listener. He goes by SWL. So, Mr. Fred, I'll put you on NetLogger, and thank you for listening. With that being said, let me see if I have anybody else new before I go to the top of the list. This is KAHJOY. Nothing heard, so let me say hi to Mr. Ted that's recording and Mr. Paul that's recording, and I'll go to November 8th, Zulu Charlie, Mr. Carey. Back to you, over.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be heard or not. The band is definitely not in my favor today. Very noisy, and the signals are really low. Except for one gentleman there. I always forget his name and call, but he's loud. But anyway, lots of good information, and I appreciate it. So I'm just going to unkey this thing because I have a feeling I might not be getting out all that well. So back to you, Bob, and 8ZC.
All righty. I'm going to kind of take Mr. Jesse's way of doing the net. Instead of just doing two rounds in the 73 round, Jesse likes to do three rounds and then a quick 73. So we're going to go down that path. So that being said, I'm going to go to Mr. Jesse. KG4ZX and a C. KAHJO and a Y.
Okay, very good, and yes, good evening up there in the great state of Michigan. It's good to hear you, Mr. Carey, sorry about that. I was sitting there trying to flip back to my screen. Anyway, good to hear you. You're making a solid trip over here on this part of PA, so thank you, sir. Well, let's see. I had a article I wanted to discuss. This is KG4ZXE and the Saturday Night Liberty Net with KAJLY as net control. Anyway, let's see. How do I get back to that screen without boogering up? everything.
All right, there I have it. Well, that's technology for you. You got to be, you know, they always tell you it's a 10% factor when dealing with things. You got to be 10% smarter than the object you're working with. So remember that, ladies and gentlemen, and Mr. Bob. All right, let's see. Tired of messing around with the America. Why would you have to, why would you have to put, change a bill to have subpoena powers, for records in your own state? I'm not quite clear on why that is even have to be an issue, but, somehow or another it is in Arizona. Anyway, this is off of Gateway Pundits. Arizona Senate is done messing around with the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors. On Thursday, the Senate updates the state law. Interesting. Anyway, granting them the ability to subpoena election records, like ballots and tabulating equipment, and ignore any laws to the contrary. Arizona Senate has been blocked, dodged, sued, and delayed by the state most populous county, Maricopa County. And Maricopa County Board of Supervisors is just not going to provide the Senate what the Senate wants. And the Senate is apparently tired. So they're actually taking some action, it seems like. I can only hope that's what actually takes place, you know. I hope they really get down to the wire this time, because everybody knows this election's been stolen, and we, the people out here, are not going to just lay over and accept this, political hack. Everybody knows it. Anyway, the story continues as we report previously after being subpoenaed by the Arizona Senate and then suing the Senate to provide a Senate audit of the 2020 election results. Maricopa County Board of Supervisors agreed to have an audit done, but they had to pick the auditors. Well, here it goes again. The two firms they picked claim to have been certified by the governmental body of the U.S. Election Association. However, Gateway Pundits, we have found that these firms are not certified at the time they said they were. So, you know, this has got fraud wrote all over it. Everybody sees it. I'm not going to continue with the story just because of the simple fact that I don't see why the legislators should have any problem just locking these people up by the local sheriff until they decide to hand it over. I mean, it's that simple, people. And yet, they have to physically change a law to accommodate these things that they're trying to acquire, the official election electronic equipment, the ballots, I don't see any reason why they would ever have to have that problem, but unfortunately that's the way it goes. Let me unkey you a second. KG4ZXC. Alright, my timer tells me it's time to shut up, but thanks, Bob. That's my last article I got for the time being, unless something else comes up. But hey, everybody needs to be aware of it, and I think everybody should walk around with a t-shirt that says voter fraud does exist. Hey, this is the Saturday Night Liberty Net. Thanks, Mr. Bob, and everybody out there at checked in tonight. Good to hear you guys. Back to K8JOY, Net Control. Take it away.
All righty, Jesse, I'll be around one more time for a quick last comment. KG4ZX NSE, KHOY. Let me see if Mr. Ritchie is done with the snorkel and the wetsuit. KB2, DMD, KAHJOY. Alrighty, nothing heard. Let's see. NHKLM has not responded. So now we're down to Mr. Bill again. Mr. Bill, KO4FE, what other interesting stuff do you have to relay to us? KAJOY.
Okay, KAJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Well, I got a story here. It's not too controversial, but it's, I don't know, a little caught my eye off the Daily Mail. Headline, Stanley Kubrick daughter tweets her support for QAnon and Proud Boys, pushes COVID-19 conspiracy theories, and claims it's her patriotic duty to joke about AOC being murdered. Stanley Kubrick's daughter appears to have revealed her support for QAnon and the Proud Boys, promoted conspiracy theories, and claimed it's her patriotic duty to joke about AOC being murdered in a series of posts shared on her Twitter account. Vivian Kubrick, 60, is the daughter of iconic filmmaker Stanley, who was behind the cult classics Clockwork Orange and Full Metal Jacket. She has amassed more than 21,000 followers on her Twitter account, which is dominated by wild conspiracy theories and promotes extremist groups, including the Proud Boys and Boogaloo Boys. Through the account, she also pushed the far-right QAnon conspiracy theory that claims Satan-worshipping pedophiles are running a global child sex trafficking ring and whose believers were among the MAGA mob riot that stormed the Capitol on January 6th in a riot that left 5 dead. Despite her Jewish heritage, Scientology convert Kubrick also once referred to the 6 million Jews murdered by the Nazis in the Holocaust as hapless, and used the anti-Semitic slur globalist. Her conspiracy theories have also extended to the pandemic, which she referred to as COVID-1984 and a hoax, and pushed anti-vax ideas the Daily Beast first reported. Kubrick once worked with her famous father composing the score for Full Metal Jacket, but the two reportedly fell out when he was directing his last movie, Eyes Wide Shut. When he died in 1999, she brought a Scientology minder to his funeral and then shunned her sister Anya's funeral altogether in 2009. Her mother, Christiane Harlan, had previously said, Kubrick has thrown her support behind the Boogaloo movement online, a far-right anti-government extremist movement which counts white supremacists in its fan base and aspires to incite a violent civil war across America. She said, I heard a lot of negative stuff about the Boogaloo boys, but take a look. I'll make a bet that 90% of Americans would agree with their aims to restore the republic and all our rights, make a small government that fears we the people. She shared a link to promotional material for the group that alludes to the eventuality of war. It said, unfortunately, tyrannical governments are not known for willingly returning power to the people, and the more the people pressure them, the greater their escalation and backlash. For this, we prepare. While we may not want war, if they do, we will oblige, it reads. Kubrick's tweets also shown allegiance with the Proud Boys, which the Anti-Defamation League describes as a far-right male only extremist group that has neo-fascist, violent, nationalistic, Islamophobic, and misogynistic views, and Canada has recently labeled them a terrorist group. In a thread on March 2019, Kubrick wrote that the male-only group was totally normal, manly men, and claimed her father would have dug PB's sentiments. Proud Boys may not be your cup of tea, but speaking as a woman who has spent a good deal of time with both boys and men, I recognize these men as totally normal, manly men, she wrote. Well, anyway, I'll go down. I won't read the rest of her comments, but I will say that Stanley Kubrick was kind of an oddball amongst the Hollywood producers. He also was the guy behind Dr. Strangelove, which I thought was a hilariously funny movie. It came out, I think, in the 60s, but made a lot of noteworthy movies. It's kind of interesting that his daughter would say he would support the Proud Boys. So anyway, that's it for me. That's just one last story I thought was kind of interesting. I never heard of Stanley Kubrick's daughter, but apparently she's got a fair number of followers on Twitter. I'm surprised she hadn't been banned yet. So anyway, back to you, Bob. K-A-A-J-O-Y, Liberty Net from K-O-4-F-E.
All righty, Bill. K-O-4-F-E, K-H-O-Y. What are the Boogaloo Boys? I'm ignorant. I don't know what that one is.
Well, as far as I know, I don't know that much about them. I know that their thing is they wear Hawaiian shirts. I don't know what that's got to do with anything.
Interesting. All righty. Just another. I'll have to look that one up. All righty. Thank you. Let me run over to Wisconsin. Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee. Mr. James, what do you have for round number 3?
Okay, Bob. K-A-H-A-L-Y from WB9RWY. I don't know if you mentioned tonight that this week, Joe Biden had expressed his interest in rebuilding American infrastructure and that it's really falling apart and we've really got to do something to work on that. But I think he forgot he had just canceled the XL pipeline, which is infrastructure. And I think we probably could use that. I think he should change his mind and go ahead with that pipeline if it is at all his decision. And I don't think it would be. I have to agree with this, taking advice from computer expert Bill Gates on how to run the planet. He has not shown us an awful lot of leadership on developing consumer products. Every few years they go off to the repair shop. They won't support them. There's nothing we can do. We'll have to spend hundreds of more dollars to the next super truck. I think what happened, I actually talked to Vic about this years ago, and he said they have a pharaoh complex at that level, and they think they are going to be the rulers of the world, and the rest of us will be the slaves, and they are perfectly happy with that idea. I will get in contact with my representatives about those gun control bills, H.R. 127 and all of that. Again, you do not need a license to practice a constitutional amendment, a constitutional right. They always say it this way. They always say we need common sense gun laws. We have thousands and thousands of gun laws. We don't need more gun laws. Free people don't need permission to bear arms. All right, the last thing I wanted to mention was that I think I heard that in Chicago, there was a federal investigator fired by President Biden for getting too close to the truth on the voter fraud in that area. Same thing he did in Czechoslovakia. So that's what we're up to, and that's my last comments for tonight. So KAAKOY back to the net from WB9RWY.
All righty, James, thank you for being with us tonight, and yeah, you don't want to get too close to that voter fraud. They'll get rid of you for that. Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee, thank you for being with us. Let me go to Roy, Whiskey Alpha 4, Romeo Bravo. Mr. Roy, back to you, over. Nothing heard from Mr. Roy, so let me see if Mr. Russell's there. KK4WX, are you still with us, over? Nope, so that takes me down to Frank. Whiskey 2, Golf Ida Oscar. Mr. Frank, what do you have for another comment?
Okay.
All righty, Frank, thank you. W2GIO, KJY. Let's see, I'm going to go, the gentleman has checked out. Oh no, wait, I'm sorry. I'm down to Mr. Fred. He's monitoring. I asked him if he had any comments. He said he is just one of the quote and unquote, we the people. So thank you for being with us, Fred, on shortwave listening. I'm going to run up for quick comments. Mr. Carey, November 8th, Zulu Charlie, the 73 round. Any final thoughts? Over.
Yes, we the people. We the people need to stop this crap that's happening in the country. Next question is how. Anyway, Jesse, you're booming in here. Bob, you're not doing so good. I'm hearing you. At least I'm hearing you now. So I don't know. The band's all funky for me. So other than that, I'm just going to say 7-3 to everybody. I'll be listening. And everybody have a good night, a good tomorrow, and a good week coming up. So take care, and back to you, Bob, and 8ZC.
Well, thank you for joining us, Kerry. It's always been a pleasure, and try to stay warm up in the state of Michigan. November 8th, Zulu Charlie, KAHAY. Mr. Jesse, your final thoughts, the 73 round. Kilo Golf 4, Zulu, X-Ray Charlie.
Well, all right. Once again, thanks again, Bob, for running that. This is KG4ZXC in the Saturday Night Living Net, and moving into Sunday morning. Well, I was going to read a little piece of article, but, you know, I wanted to say this, and hopefully this makes a little bit of sense. You know, I love the Constitution of the United States, and I will abide by it up until the day I die. But I just wish our founding fathers would have put in one article in the Constitution that would give the American people a great reset to throw each and every one of these individual commie bastards out of office once and for all. And that would be the great reset button. And it would only give the American people that when it came to what is happening right now here today. I just wish they would have took the time to give us another option when every other option has failed. Hey, Bob, well, thank you guys, and everybody's sounding good, and I'm very impressed with everybody singing tonight. Yeah, I want to say God bless each and every one of you, and God bless our net manager into ILJ, into JTTF, Miss Laura, and Mr. Vic, if he's out there listening, W1 WCR, one of our founding fathers for the Liberty Net. This is KG4 ZXNC, and I will hand it back to Net Control, back to K8JOY, and God bless America, or God save America in 73s. Over to you, Bob, K8JOY.
Well, Mr. Jesse, I'll bet the founding fathers did not realize the swamp could get so deep, or they might have put that in. I'm sure they didn't realize how low these politicians could go. So 73, thank you for joining us. Let me see if Mr. Ritchie's here for one more time. KB2DMD, Mr. Ritchie, do you have some final thoughts before we move on? Nothing heard. Mr. Bill, KO4FE, KHLY, your final thoughts on the 73 round. Let's see, I think Mr. James said he was done, but I'll still call you out. Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee, any final thoughts for the 73 round?
Yes, Bob, one final thought. KHLY from WB9RWY. I think the founding fathers did consider that the politicians could become quite corrupt, and there are provisions in the Constitution to correct that problem, but I don't think they anticipated the entire government becoming corrupt, and this is what we're seeing, the fight, the swamp is fighting back. And I think good thing that has happened over the last few months is that we can see how bad the swamp really is. We can try to correct that in an election, but I'm afraid, quite afraid, that the elections are still going to be rigged. And so there is only one other thing that can be done after that, and that's in the first line of the Declaration of Independence. All right, so 73 from Iron River, Wisconsin. This is WB9RWY.
All righty, James, thank you. And 73s, and God bless you, sir. Whiskey Bravo 9, Romeo Whiskey Yankee. Let me see if Mr. Russell, if he is back or if he has gave it up for the night. KK4WX, Mr. Russ, KHLY. Do you have any final thoughts, over? Nothing heard. Maybe go to Mr. Frank for one final thought. Whiskey 2, Golf Ida, Oscar. This is KHLY. Do you have any final thoughts, over?
ROK.
Larry, where have you been? Mr. ROQ, we've missed you. Over. We're almost summing it up, so if you've got stuff on your plate, let us have it.
I got one thing there. I'll put it to you. Okay, on the... This is just turned into the USA Today. It says robocalls. You know, I know everyone gets them because I know we get them. I'll try to kind of go over this quickly. It says, is it safe to answer the phone? Short answer, no. It's probably a robocall. Scammer. Sometimes they claim Social Security Administration or the Internal Revenue Service is on the line. They aren't. Neither service will ever threaten you or demand immediate payment on the phone. Or they call saying your car's warranty is expiring, that your credit card interest rate could be lowered. 3 out of 4 Americans said they were targeted by phone scammers over the past year. Finds a survey done for Hiya, which provides cloud-based phone call performance management services for companies including AT&T and Samsung. I'll kind of go on down through here. It says, on average, those who fall for scam calls lose $182, with some losing more than $500, according to the survey of more than 2,000 consumers and 300 business professionals. Let's see, the robocall and scam call deluge has
led many to just avoid answering their call or answering their phone. About 94% of the survey said they let unidentified incoming calls go unanswered. And it says the robocall shows no signs of slowing. More than 4 billion robocalls targeted phones across the U.S. in January. 3.7 increase over the month of December. It says if you don't answer, you're going to get a whole lot more calls. So here's how it says how to rebuff robocalls. It says, hang up. If you answer the phone and hear a recorded message, you can hang up. It's likely a scammer. Use call blocking technology. Wireless providers including AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon have also adopted technology to block calls from getting to consumers. So check with your provider about possible call blocking features. Just remember a scammer can make their call look like it's coming from a local number, or I've seen mine, even my number on there. So, I mean, they can punch in any number they want to, and you just never know what number you might see on there. It says, read up on robocalls. For more information about robocalls, scam calls, and call blocking, go to FCC website and FTC website. It says, the harms of not answering, the amount of consumers not answering unidentified calls, 94%, is higher than 72% last year. It may be counterintuitive, but that increasing rate of unanswered calls can lead to more calls being initiated. So, it says businesses have expensive call centers too, and when calls aren't answered for their customer service or sales, as people ended up not answering those calls, do they end up doing? They call back more. What I do, I put my fax machine on there, and so they call and they think they got the wrong number with that fax, so fax signal going out. So I think that's a good thing to do. If you've got a fax on there, you can machine, you can hook that up and put your fax to answer. So I listened a little bit to the net tonight. I enjoyed it. Bob, you did a great job, and the band seemed to be pretty good. So enjoy it, and thanks for running the net. So KAHJY, and good night to everyone on the Liberty Net and for OK.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you for jumping in here. And that term is called spoofing, where they can put in a local number. They often put in an area code in an exchange like yours, and you are correct. I've even seen my own number come up thinking I didn't call myself over.
That's right. They can put anyone's name on there they want to. So if you think your friend's on there or something, most likely it's a scammer calling it.
Yes, a good old scammer. And let's see, Mr. Fred from the Shortwave Listener, he put in here while you were talking, I think what he's meaning is when someone calls for a robocall, he's got, I asked for their federal ID employee number. I'll bet they hang up as soon as that happens, so that's good. And one of the gentlemen from another RAGCHU group that I am part of, November 8th, Bravo Charlie Foxtrot, he's listening, but we're at the close of the door, so I am going to close the window. Thank you for everybody being here. Thank you for Miss Laura and Mr. Marty for being here too and being on the line. So as I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Calabash a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are listening out there in the seas of the Atlantic Ocean. And 73 is to tonight, Liberty Netters such as Mr. Victor, W1WCR, Mr. Marty, N2IRJ, Miss Laura, N2JTTF, and Miss Quinessa, K1TTY, so they are absent. It is my prayer for God to bless this great country, to bless all of you. I hope you have a good tomorrow. This is K-A-8-J-O-Y. Able to listen to most of the net tonight, over.
Yes, I've been sitting here listening. I don't have any news to add, except be sure and keep an eye on China. If the Democrats start something and they lose, they'll invite China in, I believe. Give the flag a prayer and Israel a prayer and keep your powder dry. KDZRFA, back to the bomb, over.
Roger, roger. Did you get an envelope in the mail from me, over?
I haven't received it yet, over.
Wow. That's terrible, the Postal Service. Well, there's two on their way. There's the first one that you asked for about that stuff from Missouri, and the second one I sent you is the document about the seven senators that voted against President Trump. Over.
Roger, roger. I'll sure expect them when I'll keep looking for them. Over.
All righty. Well, I'll look to hear from you maybe tomorrow night on the Friendly Bunch. And we'll look for you the next time on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net.
Well, I might just be sitting here listening, and I have trouble really putting out much news. Only thing I could do is repeat what I hear, and everybody else has probably already heard it. So I'll just be sitting here listening most of the time, but I do appreciate it. Thank you, Bob.
Roger, roger. Well, you don't have to bring an article to the table. Just being there and putting out your call signs, all we require. So, God bless you. Have a nice night. 73 to you, Mr. Mo.
Yeah, have a good one. Tell Jesse hi. Anyway, Larry, I don't know if you're all listening, but I bet you are. KDZRSA.